Do you feel like you're stuck or find yourself attracting the same type of relationships and negative experiences or just not manifesting what you want in life? Welcome to Heal Your Story. I'm your host, Heidi Dallaire. Here we discuss all things life, love, relationships, the relationship with yourself, and the stories we tell about ourselves and others. I help people get out of their busy heads and get back in touch with their heart space, to learn self-love and help heal their story. I'm a heart space and relational coach, a holistic health practitioner, and author at HeidiDallaire.com and LoveWideOpen.com. Let's go hold some heart space together. Welcome to episode 86, Setting Better Boundaries as a Highly Sensitive Person. Boundaries used to be a real struggle for me. I didn't realize for years that being a highly sensitive person, or what one calls an HSP, was actually a big part of why I used to find boundaries so difficult to understand. As highly sensitive children, we have an acute sense of awareness of changes in the people around us, particularly adults like our teachers and parents. And as highly sensitives, we often try to fix our parents in order for there to be more love and understanding, and for everything to just be okay. As a result, picking up on other people's mood shifts, we shift our behavior to put others at ease because we may have picked up on a subtle shift in their mood, their body language, or even their energy. While this is beautifully intended and part of what makes highly sensitives so special, can also lead to struggles with boundaries. We can be so affected by those subtle changes in others, and we then shift how we react in order to keep the peace. Boundaries aren't always easy to understand. If you're a highly sensitive person who's never really had boundaries, that can be a difficult task to undertake. So here, upcoming, are a few tips on how highly sensitive people can start setting better boundaries for themselves. Start taking note of when you feel influenced by other people. Boundaries are established for ourselves. Then we get to share with others what is okay for us and what isn't. But for those of us who have empathy and sensitivity to the needs of others, we can easily be swayed by much bigger energies or what we feel that somebody wants from us. We often say yes when we really mean no. We take on other people's responsibilities just to be able to get things done. We are intimate with our partners even when we don't feel like it. It's saying yes to doing something when we'd rather stay home. It's keeping a zipped lip when we feel strongly about something and letting someone else's voice speak over ours. As highly sensitive people, we're often afraid of what others will think of us. We really struggle with strong boundaries because our energy is so heavily influenced by the stronger energy of others. And then we shift our behavior to comfort them. So it's important to be really aware of who our energy shifts around, and if we're shifting ourselves to accommodate others at the detriment of ourselves. Practice saying no. It's hard to even mouth the word or say it out loud sometimes. No. Practice saying no. As highly sensitive people, we often need time to think about something when it is asked of us. This often leads to saying yes to things we want to say no to and feeling resentful about our own decision. It can be challenging to say no to anyone, especially a loved one, a boss, coworker, or partner. Saying no takes practice. In order to learn to say no, I used to practice in the mirror and watch what my face and body did. Were my words saying something different than my body language? Once these were aligned, I then practiced saying no to pictures of people that I had trouble saying no to. This was a non-confrontational way to feel safe in learning to say no. You can say no in a polite manner that reflects your inner feelings. Saying no is not impolite. When you say no to things you don't want to do, you can say yes to things that are far more meaningful to you. What is your nervous system response around others with these bigger energies? Our nervous systems have a high sensitivity to external stimuli. We have physical reactions to the stimuli. When we feel our body reacting, we can understand that we might need to create boundaries. What does your body do when it feels unsafe? Your heart might race. Your cheeks get hot. You feel at a loss for words. You feel flustered. Your stomach might get a pit in it. You may suddenly feel angry or irritated. And one of these can put you into feelings fight, flight, or freeze. Often our body gives us a clue that we're not okay with something long before our mind realizes it. The more we can be aware of these body responses, the better we can get at checking in with ourselves and can respond with thanks, but no thanks. Gets easier to say no when we understand that our body is reacting in a not good way for ourselves. Notice when and where you are feeling most overwhelmed. It's important we check in with ourselves regularly to be aware of what's going on for us. We need this heightened awareness of ourselves. Sensitivity, just like most things, is on a spectrum. We won't all be sensitive to the same things or in the same degree. Start paying attention to the interactions, events, and responsibilities that leave you feeling drained of your own energy. This is the first step to truly understanding your own energy field and being able to have clarity on changes that you'd like to make, conversations you need to have, and things you'd like to create boundaries around for your own personal peace and emotional safety. Now, it's time to bring your energy back to your heart space. As sensitive people, holding space for others over holding space for ourselves can feel quite draining. It's so important that we look after our own energy and have a practice to keep track of it. This can be as simple as learning to come back to your own breath and call any energy you've leaked out back to yourself. I find it particularly easy by placing a hand on my chest over the heart space and then feeling into my breath. The contact of my hand over the heart space brings me back into my own energy faster than anything. It's quite soothing. It might feel a bit odd, but it soothes the nervous system, re-energizes our batteries, and creates an energetic boundary that allows us to take our personal power back. Having super strong boundaries is not going to happen overnight. It takes practice. I learned from a coach and mentor. As highly sensitive people, it takes time and practice and the help of someone who understands to lead the way. Practice, practice, practice. There are situations every day that can help us learn better boundaries. Be gentle with yourself in this process. Over time, you will realize how much easier it is for you to say no. Your relationships start to thrive when you aren't giving all of yourself away and can also receive in a healthy manner. Boundaries are so important for our personal happiness, our relationships, and how we show up for ourselves. Here's to building better boundaries. Sending lots of love. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Heal Your Story. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find me, my coaching services, my book, or book a Heal Your Story strategy session at HeidiDallaire.com. For other self-development articles, go to LoveWideOpen.com. And you can also follow me at Heidi Dallaire or Love Wide Open on all social media channels. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.